Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's December 2014. As higher education costs rise, state support can help make public colleges more affordable. A team led by Melissa Emery-Aris, a director in GAO's Education Workforce and Income Security team, recently reviewed state funding trends and policies affecting college affordability. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Melissa to talk about what they found.
Over the past decade, what have been the trends for state funding of public colleges and for tuition rates?
That's a really interesting question, Jacques. What's been happening is that state funding for colleges has actually decreased over time. And we looked at the years 2003 to 2012, and we found that state funding for these public schools decreased by 12%. And during that time, tuition prices actually rose by about 55%. So what you're seeing is more tuition going to state schools than state funding.
So how have these changes impacted students and families?
Sure. I think what's happening here is that college has generally become less affordable for students and families. And you see that in the cost of tuition. For example, if you look at a four-year public school, the median tuition and fees were less than $5,000 in 2003. But by 2012, that price had gone up to over $7,000 a year. So there's been a real jump in the cost of tuition, and that's taken a larger chunk out of family budgets.
So what is the federal government doing to work with states to improve affordability?
The federal government primarily spends money giving loans and grants and work-study funds directly to students. So it's that direct relationship to students and families currently. And they invest a lot in helping students in that way. In fact, they spent over $136 billion recently in a single year to do just that. However, again, that's a very direct relationship. In terms of partnering with the states to improve affordability at public colleges, there's a lot less money going to that effort, and you see that with the numbers. And so you have this $136 billion going directly to students and their families from the federal government, and in contrast, you have about $158 million going to two small grant programs that were focused on working with states to improve affordability at the college level.
And are there other things that the federal government could be doing here?
We think so. We spoke with experts in the field and did a lot of interviews with organizations and reviewed literature and came up with three potential options to work with states to improve college affordability. Those options are, one, create new grant programs, two, provide information on college affordability to individuals, and three, make changes to how the federal student aid program works. Naturally, with any kind of option, there are always pros and cons and kind of implementation issues to consider. For example, you could develop new grants to encourage states to make college more affordable. The government certainly has done a lot of grant-making work, particularly for K-12 education. However, making grants costs money. So there's this issue of, are there federal funds available for that purpose? And once you do have a new grant program, you need to monitor it and make sure that it's administered appropriately. So there are issues to consider and how to proceed going forward.
And then finally, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that college has become less affordable for students and their families. So it's not just a perception thing. There really is truth to that in terms of the numbers that we've seen. And I think the importance of this report is documenting that trend and also helping the Congress consider what options may be available to work with states to improve that situation and make college more affordable going forward.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.